This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
One, two, three.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
The show where health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost is those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. What are you talking about? Health or your life? That's what this show is all about. So if you're struggling with your health, we're here to help. Take you from where you are in your current state of health to where you need to be. Leon in Sacramento, California, sent us an email. Said, I want to start working out, but I'm really lost when it comes to the gym. Where is a good place to start? When it comes to fitness, Leon, here's the deal. The one thing you want to focus on is the fact that just getting moving, even if it's walking, jogging, starting to work out with certain weights, or maybe you're using bands and dumbbells, whatever it is, anything is helpful. So if you're starting out at any level with fitness, you just want to make sure you get the body moving at any level. Now, if you really want to get into the weights and get into a deeper level of working out and exercise, it's always good to hire a personal trainer. I'm a big fan of that because personal trainers, first of all, are well-trained and well-versed in exercise, not just for gaining better fitness levels and hitting your goals, but also doing it without getting injured. A lot of times you can watch somebody work out on a machine or maybe with some dumbbells or barbells, but maybe you get to a place where you attempt it and you don't know the proper form. Just like playing tennis or golf looks so easy, but if you go out to do it, it becomes very difficult if you don't really have the practice and the form. Well, a good personal trainer can get in and help you along the way. They can take you by the hand, guide you through some of the basics so that you don't feel lost, as you say, and they can really get you comfortable in an area that might be uncomfortable. And they can help you begin to find the exercises that are best for you and your body that can help you hit the goals that you're looking for. So I always recommend that. You don't have to do it all the time, but at least get started at some level with a personal trainer that can help you and guide you in the process. That is the first place to start. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with? We want to help. So if you haven't been to the website yet, check out the website. We can help you go from where you are in your current state of health to where you need to be. Sometimes you just need to find a lifestyle provider that can help, that can take you by the hand and teach you what it means to really be healthy and look at lab numbers to find out where your core nutritional deficiencies are, that sort of thing. That can help you get from where you are right now to some better goals. And that's what it's all about. Let's go to the phones and talk with Janet. Hi, Janet.
50-year-old woman who is in relatively good health. I'm just questioning. I have questions about my hormones and what issues I might be having with a hormonal imbalance. I said I'm 50 in good health, but I've gained a little weight, and it's mostly my midsection, and I'm really trying, working hard, and it's like beating my head against the wall. Just wondering what I should do about my hormones.
Yeah, when it comes to hormones, a couple things you want to definitely think about. I mean, when you're looking at estrogen, progesterone, testosterone, growth hormone, all of those, there's certain key factors. The older we get, of course, the more our hormones tend to fade or not stay in balance. And it's not just because we're aging, but because our lifestyle habits typically can't support the body staying where they need to, meaning that certain foods, for example, if you raise estrogen by eating certain meats that are not hormone-free and antibiotic-free, or for example, if you don't do wild-caught fish, and you end up getting a lot of mercury in from the fish that we're getting in, toxins as well, that can affect the hormones in different ways. So just little items that we do over and over and over again that can begin to build up in the body is what causes it to break down overall long term. So the lab testing is really good to check out and see what the numbers are. That way you get a good evaluation and see where the levels are and where they need to be. Then also, there's some saliva testing that can really be helpful to get you kind of where you need to go. So having multiple tests done on a regular basis can help quite a bit. That's where I would start. Now, the nutrition is your foundation with hormones. Don't forget that. That's a big key to understand. So your eating habits, getting the right kind of foods in on a regular basis can make a big difference. And what you want to always look at, especially in your eating habits, is to make sure, first and foremost, that you're getting equal amounts of lean quality protein sources, chicken, fish, beef, or eggs, low glycemic carbohydrates in the form of fruits and vegetables, and then your healthy fats, your almonds, your walnuts, your cashews, your avocados. All of that makes an incredible difference and an overall impact with your health that you have to focus on. All of that is extremely important. So I would encourage you to look at that too. The healthy fats, a lot of people leave out because they're scared about getting fat. They think it's going to put a big belly on them, but it doesn't. The fats we need, omega 3, 6s, and 9s, that builds your overall hormone profile and really helps you begin to thrive. But you have to get the right kind of tools and the right kind of foods in on a regular basis to make that happen. All right, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Electronic devices, they're saying, are disrupting a lot of teens' sleep. Now, spending too much time using the devices during the day can harm your sleep. Researchers studied nearly 10,000 Norwegian teens aged 16 to 19 who were asked how much screen time, whether it's computer or smartphone or tablet, that they had during the day. And this could even be MP3 players. And they, of course, did an assessment. They looked at that. And again, taking longer than 60 minutes to fall asleep just because of the time spent during the day on these different devices. And this is becoming increasingly important with even adults. So we're seeing more sleep disorders now than ever. And that what we call blue light, which comes from these screens, is disrupting our overall body's ability to shut down. And our pineal gland, which is the main little gland in the brain that produces melatonin that gets us into that deep stage of sleep, that's becoming a real challenge. It's kind of throwing everything open. The British Medical Journal did some research on this, and there was a study that found that daytime screen use, and that could be anything, it could be TV, it could be computer, whatever, of more than 4 hours was associated with a 49% higher risk of taking 60 minutes to fall asleep. And more than 2 hours of screen time after school is strongly linked to taking longer time to get to sleep as well. So on average, teens said they need about 8 to 9 hours of sleep to feel rested. But the study found that teens who spent more than 2 hours emailing and chatting online had a harder risk or a more difficult time getting to sleep. So the current recommendation is to not have TV in the bedroom. It seems, however, that there's other electronic devices that are competing for that now, whether it's iPads or iPhones or whatever it is, tablets, however you want to call it. But it's become increasingly a challenge. Now, we're seeing that in adults for the difficulty falling asleep, but we're really seeing it now with our young people. And that's concerning to be able to look at that and say, okay, this is becoming a challenge. Sleep is so valuable. And if we don't get enough of it, we can't function in the highest capacity the next day. And that's where it becomes a challenge. And that's where we really have to start shutting it down and getting our kids to shut down the screen time so they can get into the restful sleep that they need. So our kids are, you got kids staying up late at night and they can't fall asleep for reasons. A lot of times they're watching the screens and following that, then they don't need to be. So again, parents, that's where you jump in and make a difference. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Give us a call or go to the website. Whatever you're struggling with, remember, if the body can get sick, it can also get well. It's about lifestyle, and it's about the choices we make every day that can impact our health and life. If you're looking to lose weight, feel better, have more energy, check out our new In Shape plan. Go to teamlifestyle.com. You can check it out. It really teaches you how to eat better, how to feel better, how to have more energy, the right supplements, all of that at the website.
Successful people often have one thing in common. They take care of their mind. But for most of us, it's hard to find the time or money to spend on personal or professional coaches or even psychologists. This is where Mind Healthy comes in. Mind Healthy teaches you the key principles of the world's best cognitive behavioral therapy techniques and breaks them down into a simple, easy-to-learn steps that you can do in just a few minutes a day. Discover techniques to manage stress, anxiety, depression, addiction, and much more. Learn on your own time and at your own pace, and pay for the whole year subscription at a fraction of the cost of what an in-person professional would charge for just one session. The Mind Healthy app also has audio, so you can listen on the go. Learn how to thrive in any situation in life with Mind Healthy. Try Mind Healthy for free for the first 7 days by visiting mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley and showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do.
When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop.
And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help.
Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com.
And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website.
Advertise@gcnlive.com.
Easy, affordable, effective.
To find out more, connect with OnCall Radio online at InfieldNetwork.com.
Check us out on the web. If you're struggling with your health, we want to help. We want to take you from where you are in your current state of health to where you need to be. Remember, it's important to make the right decisions for your health and for your life. So if you're struggling with anything, remember, we want to help you. And it comes down to lifestyle. So whether it's living better, fitness, getting better exercise, drinking more water, eating the right kind of foods, getting better rest, all that goes together. And it really does make a difference when you start putting them in the right order and you make sure that you maintain them on a regular basis. That is what we call lifestyle. And it really makes an impact when you get the right tools each and every day. It seems so basic and it seems so simple, but we put them in order and you do well, you can make an incredible difference. Let's go to the phones and talk with Dale. Hi, Dale.
I was removing some moldy carpeting out of a house, and I don't know if it's black mold or whatever kind of mold it was, but it got into my respiratory tract, my upper respiratory tract, and I'm having a lot of mucus just flowing out of my nostrils and spitting it up out of my throat, and it has a peculiar odor to it, like a moldy odor, and I don't know what to do to get rid of it, and I'd like some help with that.
Okay. So a couple things to think about. One is when you're looking at this sort of thing, you want to focus on you can kind of cleanse the system. So your body has its own natural way of doing that. Exercise really helps to pump that lymphatic system, clear it out. You can get tested. Your physician can run some tests and see if there's maybe some mold or if there's a fungal type issue going on in the lungs or in the respiratory system or just in the digestive system overall, and find out exactly what that is. There's specific tests that can be done to really find that out, clear it out, and then move on from there. From a natural perspective, if you want to kind of cleanse or reset the system, there's some strategic ways to do that with foods. And a lot of that information is on the website, but you really can get in and clean the system. Now, obviously, it's getting away from that. So if you've cleaned out the carpet, it's gone. That's good. But many times the body, it has to be rid of the body. There's medications that can do that. And there's also natural ways of supporting that as well. But I would definitely get some testing done to find out exactly what it is. Because, you know, whether it's through your family physician or you go to an integrative physician that does that, whatever. But I would get that done because you want to know exactly what it is so you can come up with the right strategy to be able to help it. And there's different strategies for different ways of handling these sorts of issues. And I would encourage you to look at that first and foremost. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with? Give us a call. I want to help you. Go to the website. When it comes to jogging, they say now you might want to go a little easier on that. A little jogging is good for your health, but too much might not be, they're saying. So they did some studies, of course, and the dose of running that was most favorable in reducing mortality was about 1 to 2 hours per week. So no more than running 3 days a week, said the researcher at the Frederick's Hospital in Copenhagen, Denmark. The best pace was a slower average, about 5 miles an hour. Out of a pool of about 5,000 healthy adults, the colleagues did their following study and they looked at the strenuous joggers versus kind of the average sedentary, they call them joggers. The light joggers and moderate joggers fared better in their recovery time. And the Journal of the American College of Cardiology, they did a study on this, and it said about strenuous running that it might be harmful. They said they believe that long-term strenuous endurance exercise may induce pathological structural remodeling of the heart and large arteries. However, a U.S.-based researcher said the debate about the optimal dose of running for longevity is far from resolved. A new study has limitations, but what's interesting is that the average runner that they tested in this at least ran at least six times a week. In the Copenhagen study, the joggers self-reported their pace. Even the slow joggers were getting vigorous exercise. The reported pace was not absolute in miles per hour, but what they did know is that running may be worse only in cardiovascular disease cases where somebody's already had an issue. But in other assessments on the effects of running and death rates, the Lees group in this study found that death from all causes was lower in runners compared to non-runners. I mean, at the end of the day, you can make a case for it. There's what's called the American Medical Athletic Association, and they have had their own studies and their own comments regarding this. There is a break point. I mean, when you get into the extreme cases of running and exercise at any level, the extremes can be hard on the body. I mean, as incredible as the athletes are and amazing as they are in the Ironman triathlons and all of that, they're incredible athletes. But it's very hard on the body, and it's very tough on the recovery systems in the body. So you have to, you're at a very high level elite athlete at that level, but it's very tough on cortisol, which is produced in the body that can cause some challenges. So again, everyone, every area has its challenges, but you have to focus on getting the body and keeping the body in balance. So with jogging, I would never tell somebody that you're jogging too much. I mean, the fact to get anybody out jogging at all is amazing. So it's not like smoking cigarettes is bad for your health and too much jogging is. Although it's just a matter of how much can your body take and how well can it recover. All these questions really come to play in this sort of situation. So I would definitely look into what's good for you. Just remember the rule of thumb, whether it's weight training or racquetball or jogging or whatever you're into, playing basketball, that you want to shoot for about 45 minutes of exercise in a day's time. You do your 45 minutes, the body is going to maximize its good hormones. It's going to reduce cortisol, which is a stress hormone in the body that can affect it in a negative way. Cortisol, too much cortisol, will store body fat and decrease muscle tissue. So you have to be really, really careful with that overall. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Give us a call or go to the website. Coming up, we'll jump in with more questions about your health. Plus, I've got some research about thyroid conditions that you don't want to miss. All of that when we come back. Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com. Expand your brand with PG Media. PG Media are the digital business and branding experts with innovative and affordable website design, fast turnaround, and amazing customer service. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454. Or visit PIJIMedia.com. That's PIJIMedia.com. And use promo code 1191.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
President Donald Trump takes the stage in El Paso. He started by blasting the media for negative stories, belittled former Texas Congressman Beto O'Rourke for getting a poor turnout at his competing rally, and Trump then ran down a long list of accomplishments, including relations with North Korea, tariffs on China, and what he called his economic miracle. Trump paused several times when interrupted by hecklers, and he took aim at the Democrats' new Green Deal.
They want to take away your car, reduce the value of your home, and put millions of Americans out of work, spend $100 trillion. And remember this, no other country except us is going to do it. That's a little problem, too.
Just before the president's rally, congressional negotiators on a border deal reportedly came to a tentative agreement, but it would only provide $1.3 billion to build 55 miles of new border barriers. Democrats did drop their proposal to cut detention beds. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
You need someone to take you by the hand, teach you what to do. Our lifestyle providers, our healthcare providers in your area that can help you go from where you are in your current state of health to where you need to be. Also, our TV show is out. If you haven't found it yet, check the local listings or go to the website. You can find it there. And our new app. Check out the app. Really cool way to listen to the show. So if you have an iPhone or iPad, you can put the app on there.
and you listen to it from wherever you are, however you are, whenever you want to. It's a great way to catch the show. Listen to it in multiple ways to be able to catch your favorite tips. And if you miss something on the show, you can listen to it the next day all the way until we go live the next day. Pretty amazing. Now, we're going to talk about our food of the hour, one of my favorite times, because remember, food can bring health to the body or it can take health out of the body, and it's critical to understand which is which and how it can support our bodies in a great way. So we're going to talk about pears, and pears, pretty amazing to look at. Our pears is a very neutral fruit. So a lot of times people say, well, I have an allergy to this, or this kind of fruit makes me get gassy or bloated or hurts my mouth or whatever. Pears are pretty amazing. They're one of the best anti-inflammatory fruits there are. So pears are not unusual, but they're loaded with vitamin E and omega-3 fatty acids. So the Baltimore Longitudinal Study of Aging did a little study, and they looked at a combination of apples and pears, which ranked second highest age range for people as far as being the better fruits. And there are all kinds of incredible nutrients in these. Chlorogenic acid, which is amazing. And then also a lot of flavanols as well. Flavanols are pretty amazing. Carotenoids, lutein, zeaxanthin, and virtually all these phytonutrients have been shown to provide a strong antioxidant protection to all of our cells, plus to be able to help us in dealing with type 2 diabetes and heart disease. So a great source of dietary fiber. Pears might be logically, they're expected to protect us from the development of type 2 diabetes, but adequate intake of any dietary fiber from good whole food sources is a long-established factor for reducing the risk of both diseases. So in that, you've got diabetes type 2. Scientists know that pear flavanols, including quercetin, is extremely important and beneficial for protecting our cells as well. And there's a component called NADPH, and it's an enzyme regulator that's found in pears that's very, very good for the supporting against heart disease and type 2 diabetes. Plus, people that struggle with any kind of gallbladder-related condition can benefit from pears. It helps to increase and pull the bile acids and to break those down into the synthesis of cholesterol in this. So a lot of great benefits. It can reduce cancer risk. Everybody likes that. Big C word. So health benefits of pear fiber can extend in the area of cancer risk as well. The fiber from the pear can bind together not only with the bile acids as a whole, but with a special group of bile acids called secondary bile acids. And excessive amounts of secondary bile acids can help in the intestine and can increase our risk of colorectal cancer as well. By binding together with secondary bile acids, the intake of pears also have been shown to lower cancer risk. The key focus has not been on pear fiber. However, it's been on pear phytonutrients, especially the cumaric acid, ferulic acid as well. In the recent study they did in Mexico City, it took approximately 2 total fruit servings per day and about 4 daily vegetable servings to accomplish the decrease in gastric cancer risk. Pears and mangoes were among the key foods to determine the right amounts to be able to do that, plus esophageal cancer. They've done studies with this. With esophageal squamous cell, there's a third cancer type which pear intake helps lower the risk. It's a very large-scale study that was done by the National Institutes of Health on this. So apples, plums, and strawberries were all part of that. And it's become fairly common to hear both healthcare practitioners and laypersons talk about pear as one of the most easily digested fruits. In fact, many practitioners recommend that pear be one of the first fruits considered when it comes time to introducing an infant to his or her first pureed fruits. I used to eat pears all the time, still do. But it was one of the first fruits I was given as a child, and I remember it was one of my favorites even growing up, and just made a, it was one of those that kind of my go-to fruit, still is. Lemons and grapefruits and oranges are a big set of citrus fruits that are also beneficial. But it's known to be hypoallergenic, and the healthcare practitioners also allow clients to continue eating pears when following a low-allergy diet plan. And many individuals report having fewer allergies-related symptoms when dealing with pears versus other fruits. And again, really great. So if you're going in through any kind of plan or wanting to get some basics on fruits that are low-glycemic, that won't affect your blood sugar in a negative way, pears definitely top the list when it comes to that. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Give us a call. You're listening to On Call Radio. Check us out on the web. Let's go to Julie on the phones. Hi, Julie.
I have been itching like crazy It seems to get worse and then subside, and it's just a pinkish rash. I've done everything, you know, no detergents, cleaning the bedding, etc., and I just can't get rid of the itching. It's driving me crazy. Anyway, if you have any advice, I'd appreciate it.
Sure. Yeah, the itching itself can come from a multitude of areas. And one area you want to really look at, again, remember, it's a skin condition, so anything with the skin comes from the gut. So you start looking at the gut and anything going on within the digestive tract, and that makes a big difference with what's happening with the skin. So sometimes you could have food allergies. You could have any type of allergens. I mean, yeast, fungal issues. You could have a wheat allergy that could be triggering that. Too much magnesium in the body could be triggering it. Also, if you've got any issue going on with a milk casein-type protein, so cow's milk is loaded with casein, you can switch over to a different type of milk like almond or coconut, maybe even goat milk, that's very hypoallergenic. And, again, find that if you come off of those kind of milk products and the itching stops and you know you had a food allergy. So there's different ways to look at that. Plus, you can have just basic deficiencies in the body that could be a trigger, meaning that you can have a zinc deficiency, also an omega-3 fatty acid. So omega-3s, fish oils, and then certain nuts and seeds contain, like walnuts, contain high levels of omega-3s that can really help. So looking at those two items together can make a big difference to figure out exactly what's going on the inside. But it's important to understand that on a regular basis to get your body where it needs to be and get the skin calmed down. You want to make sure you're looking in the right area. So just keep that in mind. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Give us a call or go to the website. Let's go to Bob. Hi, Bob.
Just wanted to call on information about Crohn's disease and just some tips for it. And, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, Crohn's is pretty complicated. A lot of people struggle with it, and we're seeing it now more than ever, really. You know, it's an inflammatory condition. So it starts out with typically irritable bowel syndrome, and then from there, it can progress. When Crohn's disease is pretty much at the end stage where you're having a strong inflammatory response within the bowel and the gut, that's pretty challenging. So most doctors, GI docs, will use some of the medications to get it under control. So your basic Remicade and some of the others are helpful. And again, you can really support it that way. But really, you got to step back and look at the foods. So the Band-Aid is covering it. It helps to heal the gut and the digestive tract. But you really have to step back and look at the food. The foods really matter the most. So you look at the different allergies that can come from the food, such as different proteins that can happen in the grains, bread, pasta, cereal, crackers are big flares for Crohn's, and then also milk products. So a lot of the basic cow's milk, dairy, and not that it's terrible for everybody, but some people, it really does cause a strong flare-up. And especially the gluten concept, that gluten protein that's found in most grains can be quite the challenge. A lot of people that struggle with it will find that that's a big challenge for them, and eliminating that from the diet really helps the person recover in quite a strong way. So I would look at this from a multi-pronged approach, but definitely look at your food supply. So what you're eating on a regular basis, and it's not going to change overnight. Like if you start switching different foods, it's not going to just get better in 3 days. It takes about 8 to 10 weeks just to start seeing a response in the body at all that is measurable. So just give it some time. If your physician or nutritionist is working with you, then kind of have them lay out a strategy that can be helpful and then let that build. Take your time with it. And I'll tell you another little tip that we've learned about Crohn's that's important. Your doctor will probably walk you through this, but there's a real strong mind-gut connection. And the more stress somebody is under, whether it's conscious or subconscious, can really affect the gut overall. It can affect how the body's reacting. If the body has some strong challenges, if you're really stressed out, it can directly affect your digestion. It can affect how your body's handling certain foods. It's quite an issue. So a lot of people really struggle with that to figure out, well, okay, you know, is the stress causing it or is it not? Counseling, just counseling alone, getting with maybe a pastor or a psychologist or whatever, has helped so many people with Crohn's, because the majority of that is coming from that trigger. And then you got foods and all that can trigger it as well. But mostly, a lot of that can be an emotional root. Remember, the CDC said that 85% of the root cause of all health challenges, not just some of them, but all of them, comes from emotional health or toxic emotional health. So what we do to build our body up, it matters. And that's what we do to, of course, get us to the next level, is to build up the right areas in the body to get us to thrive again. So hope that helps. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to On Call Radio. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Hi, it's Asa here. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you need a new prescription for your life? I have a special gift for all my listeners. I'm giving away a free copy of my international best-selling book to help you truly live your potential. All you have to do is cover the shipping and handling, and I will give you the book absolutely free. I want to invest in you and your health this year. So get your free copy of my book by visiting myfreehealthbook.com. That's myfreehealthbook.com, and let's get healthy together this year.
Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Hello. I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
On Call Radio and watch On Call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
That's 888-283-7272. Check us out on the web. Let's kick it off and go with Chris. Hi, Chris.
Thanks for taking my phone call.
Absolutely, man. How can I help?
Yeah, I had a question in regards to gluten. I was wondering if there's any way to know if you're intolerant to gluten, other than getting a blood test done at the hospital. And if I am gluten intolerant, is it okay to take barley powder or barley supplement, the green grass?
Well, you can. I mean, the barley supplements are okay. I mean, it's super green formulas, a green food, green drinks. They're all fine. I mean, it just depends on what it's made from and the different products, because there's only four grains that don't have gluten in them: rice flour, hemp flour, buckwheat flour, and then also the buckwheat flour, rice flour, hemp flour, and the coconut flour. Those are the four. And so you got to look at the green drinks, what they're made out of, and making sure that they have the right ingredients. Of course, they can say gluten-free, but I would still check and see the grains that they were taken from at whatever level and whatever capacity they're made. Okay, the barley greens are really good, and the super green formulas are really good. The kelp that they use, a lot of those are really good. So, I mean, it just depends on the brand. Okay, now, here's the key. With gluten, the anti-gliadin blood test is fairly accurate. But a lot of times, it's really only taken for people to show if you're dealing with something like one of the major challenges. Like, I'm a big fan of this right here. I'm a big fan of doing food elimination. Because if you're celiac or not is always the question people pose to me. They really do. They say, well, you know, I'm not celiac, so I should be able to eat gluten. And it's kind of frustrating. I guess that's why I'm sitting here with you and talking about this, because gluten is, I think, from the research that I've done recently, especially in the last, couple of years, I've really noticed a big trend in a lot of the research that's headed toward a lot of the brain chemistry, the ability for gluten to go in, cross the blood-brain barrier, and change DNA. And that's in someone that's only sensitive, not in someone that is intolerant, because there's a big difference. And what we're finding with gluten is everything from ADHD, meaning that it can lead to these types of conditions. ADHD, we're seeing that it can cause some major issues such as any of the brain chemistry related issues, depression, anxiety, bipolar. You can see it with chronic inflammatory, autoimmune disease, chronic fatigue. You can see it with allergies. You can see it with environmental sensitivities, infections, Lyme's disease. You can see it a player in MS and Parkinson's. So, I mean, it is a major, major player with a lot of the health challenges that we're seeing today. And the challenges are pretty phenomenal. However, the victories that can come from just eliminating that out of your diet is unbelievable. And that's why you're seeing, even at all the grocery stores now, everything from your traditional grocery store down to, of course, the specialty ones like Green Life or Earth Fare or Trader Joe's or Whole Foods. I mean, all of those have always had the gluten-free items. But you're seeing, even in a small little town, you're seeing gluten-free pop up. And not just because there's people with celiac. Okay? You're seeing that because they're catching onto the bandwagon. It is a major issue. And you're going to see that more healthcare practitioners, more physicians are going to start pushing people being gluten-free because of what it will do to your overall health. And it will impact you by avoiding it. And there's so many alternatives now. That's what the great thing for me is. I just, in the clinical setting for so long, we've gone gluten-free completely. And have seen amazing results just from that one fact alone. And you can see really good results with it simply without a blood test to find out if you are, if you want to do that. You just eliminate the foods that have gluten in it. But here's the key. It takes 7.5 weeks for gluten to get out of the system. So you got to think about it. It comes in grains, yes. But it also is hidden in a lot of sauces. So you have to be really careful with the condiments and whatnot that you put on your foods, whether you go to a restaurant or you eat at home. But controlling that is a bear within itself, so it's a little bit challenging. You want to be careful with that. But if you want to go gluten-free, if you're looking at that, if you want to say, hey, I just want to see how I feel. I have yet, whether it was through my book that people have read or it was through the massive amount of emails that we get through the radio show and television broadcasts that we do, whatever it is, I tend to get so much response from people that said, you know, I did this one thing. I eliminated gluten from my diet just from listening to you or from reading something you wrote. And my life was absolutely changed. Seriously. And it's not that I did anything. I'm just providing information. But when someone takes action for their own health and action for their own life, that's when everything changes. And that's the exciting part. The exciting part of this is to see someone go from being tired, being fatigued, being in a place where they don't feel like they're at optimal health, and making some small changes in their life to go to the next level. To me, that's what's exciting. To see someone go from where they are to where they need to be. And you know, that's what the show is all about. But gluten itself, the blood test is good. Sometimes it's not the best and most accurate. However, it's pretty powerful. And it's one of those aha moments that when you get it, and of course there's all kinds of books out on gluten now that I encourage you to read. Gluten for Dummies. I mean, there's all kinds of little booklets at that. But once you get it, I mean, once you've done it, once you've gone gluten-free for 7.5 to 8 weeks, the way that you feel is unbelievable. Your energy levels go up. Your mental clarity. If you have allergy-type symptoms, how they go away. Digestive issues, gone. Bloating, gas, all those sorts of things. Joint pain. Sounds crazy, but it's true. And it works. Amazing. Thanks so much for the call. That's another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, Leslie Pardue, John Garrison, and the rest of the team. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio Deal.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding your medical condition.
Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years, because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.